for tonight, as I want to finish up the topic that we began last week. Again, we've been going through this catalog of Yitzrei Hanon, Machalos Asuros, and Chizkin, Ramabo. We've been discussing Nevela and Trefa, and then Chul and Shinishtu Bazara. And last week we were discussing Gidon Ashe. We were in the middle of a puzzle. I don't want to leave you in the middle of a puzzle, in the middle of an enigma. So let's try to finish off the topic of Gid Hanashe. So again, let's just run over the Gemara quickly here, discuss the background a little bit, and we'll move on from where we were. So the Gemara says, again, the context is one of Chizkin Rabbo. Again, the question whether or not when the Torah speaks about an Yisra Achila, does that refer only exclusively to Yisra Achila, or does it also include Yisra Hana as well? That's what we've been discussing. Chizki is of the opinion that the when Torah says Achila, it means Achila. Hana requires, Yisra Hana requires a separate limud. And the position of Rabbo is Ad Shifarit Lecha Hakasav, until the Torah tells you otherwise, Achila includes Hana in addition. So in the context of that, the Gemara says, I guess repeat what we did last Sunday. Gemara, Masiv Rabbi Yitzchak, this is four lines down on Chof Beis Amralet. Masiv Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Hare Gid Hanashe. What about Gid Hanashe? Gid Hanashe may be challenge, may constitute a challenge to Rabbevo's position. Rabbevo thinks that whenever Achila is mentioned, it refers to not only Achila but Hana. So why is it that Rachmana Amar, when the Torah speaks about Gid Hanashe and the story of Yaakov Avinu, it says, Al-Kain lo yochu b'nei Yisrael as Gid Hanashe. Therefore, Klal Yisrael, l'dorei doros, should not eat the Gid Hanashe. So the language is lo yochlu. So according to Rabbevo, that should mean that you can't be nene in addition to not being ochel. Right? And yet, Tznan, there's another Mishnah in Chulin that says, Shaleach adam yerech l'nachri the Gid Hanashe b'tocho, that you can send that part of the meat to a non-Jew, including the Gid Hanashe, and you don't have to take out the Gid Hanashe, mipnei shemekomo nikar, because the concern here is that a member of Kol Yisrael will say, just arrived from Jewish origin, so probably it's kosher meat, and he'll acquire it from the non-Jew, knowing that it's kosher meat from Jewish auspices. And he might not realize that there's Gid Hanashe there. We're not worried about that. Why are we not worried about that? Mipnei shemekomo nikar. Everybody can tell with a little bit of training that the Gid Hanashe has not yet been removed. So we're not worried about mikshal. But why aren't we worried about Hana? What do you mean you can send it to a non-Jew? You can sell it to a non-Jew. You can give it as a gift to a non-Jew. If something is also Hana, then you can't give it as a gift, and you certainly can't sell it. So the question is, according to Rav Avo, you shouldn't be able to be nene migid anashe, but we see from the Mishnah that you can. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, Kasav Rav Avo, kishehutra nevela, he the chelba begida hutra. In previous Gemara, we explained that the pasuk, the paradigm of Rav Avo, comes from nevela, but as an exception, which proves the rule. Torah says, "Lo tochu kol nevela l'gerusha b'sharachat et nena b'chala o machal l'nachri." You can sell it to a nachri, or you can give it to a gertosha as nevela. So now the question is as follows: when the Torah said you can give a nevela to a nachri, does that include also the gid hanashe of a nevela, or not? And what about the chelev, the fats of the nevela? Do you have to separate the fats and separate out or surgically remove the Gid Hanashe before you give the nevela to the non-Jew? Or not? That's the question. So the Gemara says, that's the answer. This comes under the rubric of Ad Shifarit Lecha Kasuv, because when the Torah said that nevela is mutter v'ana, right, it included the physical components of a nevela, right, which incorporate as well Chelev and Gid Hanashe. Very logical, that's what the Gemara says. So if you stopped right here, so it would be pretty easy, what we'd be saying is, Bein l'Chizkiya, Bein l'Rabbevo, Gid Hanashe is Mutter B'Hana. For Chizkiya it's Mutter B'Hana because There's no reason to make an asur. Torah only says Alkein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael, and achila means achila, doesn't mean hana. For Abavo, even though achila usually means hana, it's achi farit l'chakasu. The what's the avtipus, the model of achi farit l'chakasu, nevela. So actually, included in the heter hana of nevela is included the heter hana of chelev and gid anasha. End of story. Shalom al Yisrael. Right. Not so simple. So the Gemara says, the problem is the Gemara continues. What's the continuation? The Gemara says, Hanicha lamanda amar yesh begidim benosin ta. Ah. This idea is fine and good if you take a certain stance on another issue in Gid Anasha. What's the other issue? Whether or not Gid Anasha al pidin has a status of tam basa. When you eat that gid, right? Does it taste like basa or not? We discussed a little bit last week. We read the Rashba. Right, this is the machlokas and the tzias. More likely, it's the machlokas about the legal category or threshold. Namely, there's some faint taste to gid anasha. Question is, does it qualify as tam basar or not? It's a legal question. Fine. Either way, there's a question whether yesh begidin or ein begidin min osen tam. Ma inyan ein begidin or yesh begidin min osen tam le inyan Heter Hana of Gid Anasha, or one has nothing to do with the other. The Gemara here lists them. The Gemara says, if you hold Yesh Begidim Benosin Tam, this is how it goes. Hey, Chalaman Damer Yesh Begidim Benosin Tam. Chalaman Damer Ein Begidim Benosin Tam. Michael Meimar. It's pretty cryptic. The way Rashi interprets, here's my focus in Rashi and Rebbe Chanan, which we saw last week. We're just doing a quick review. Rashi says what it means is, if yesh begidin benosin tam, if you consider gid anasha to be a tam basar, so then the gid anasha is part of a nevela. Right, a nevela is basar, right? Hamei basar behema mesa belishchita. Right, so yesh begidin benosin tam. So the gid anasha is also part of the basar nevela, and it's part of the heter. If the Torah says it's mutar bahana, then the gid anasha is part of the basar, which is mutar bahana as well. However, if you hold Ein Beginin Beno Sein Tam, says Rashi, so then the Gid Anasha is something different. It's something separate. And if it's something separate, then it's not included in the Heter Hana of Nevela. So then you're back where you started out with, which is Al Kain La Yochu B'nei Yisrael. According to Abavo, Achila includes also Yisra Hana. And therefore, there should be an Yisra Hana of Gid Anasha. So the Gemara says, that's what it is. That's the way it is. And then the Gemara goes on to say that everything is still going to be fine and good because it all works out perfectly. Man Shamas Le Da'amar Ein Beginim B'no Sein Tam. Who's the Man Damar who holds Ein Beginim B'no Sein Tam? Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon, how do we know Reb Shimon holds Ein Beginim B'no Tam of Gid Anasha? D'Tanya. Ha'ocha Begin Anasha Shal Behema Tameya. Let's say you eat the Gid Anasha of a non-kosher animal. So this is Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yer Mechayit Shtayim. Rabbi Shimon says, Poter. Now, what's that argument? Rabbi Yehuda said, if you eat the Gid Anasha of a behemoth Tanea, you're Chayiv twice. Right? Rabbi Shimon said, you're not Chayiv at all. Right? The two things for which Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayiv, Rabbi Shimon is Poter. What are those two things? So Rabbi Yehuda says as follows. The Gemara explains. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that yesh begidin b'no sein tam. Right, that's number one. And number two, he holds that even non-kosher animals have an iser gid anasha. Gid anasha is not only otzer in an animal which is otherwise mutter. Right, there's a differentiation between the kosher part and the non-kosher part of the animal. So Rabbi Yehuda says no. Gid anasha is an objective category. Right, there's a little, whatever it is, a tendon, a vein, a tendon, rather, a nerve, whatever it is. But whatever it is, it doesn't matter whether it's a kosher or non-kosher animal. In and itself, it is asur v'achila. So if that's the case, so when you eat the gid anasha of a non-kosher animal, you violate gid anasha. Not only do you violate gid anasha, but you also violate the isra of behema tmeya. Why? Because yesh begidin. So you're eating basar of a non-kosher animal. You're eating the basar of a non-kosher animal, which is also gid anasha. So you're chayiv twice. Rav Shimon disagrees on both counts. number one, Reb Shimon says, listen, this, I'm elaborating a little bit. I hope I'm not taking too much license in my elaboration. Number one, Reb Shimon says, the idea of Gid Anasha is a symbol. Right? It's to say, listen, we want to memorialize what happened to Yaakov Avinu. Right? Again, the Ramban speaks of it as a moment of emunah, right? A symbol, the dore doros, that we should never give up hope, even when things are looking bleakest. Right? There's always opportunity for the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? To provide salvation for Klal Yisrael. Okay. So the symbol of Gid Anasha to remind us, Al Kain, Lo Yochu B'nei Yisrael, the story of Yaakov Avinu, right, is very important. But how much of a symbol is it if there's no differentiation? In other words, if it's a non-kosher animal, you can't eat the meat anyway. So not eating the Gid Anasha, right, doesn't stand out in any way. If you have a kosher animal and you can eat the meat and you can't eat the Gid Anasha, Al-Kain Lo Yochu B'nei reminds us of the story of Yaakov Avinu. But if the rest of the meat is non-kosher, so then the Gid Anasha is just part of the non-kosher meat. There's no symbol anymore. So Reb Shimon says, number one, there is no Yisur Gid Anasha in an animal which fundamentally, right, is Mufka from Heter Achim. Aye, but okay, so that's good. That's why there's no Iser Gid Anasha v'Behemat Tmeya. But let there be a violation of Achilas Basar Shel Behemat Tmeya. Are you still eating a non-kosher animal? The answer is Ein Beginim B'no Sein Tam. Reb Shimon holds Ein Beginim B'no Sein Tam. Therefore, it's not Basar either. It's not Gid Anasha, because there's no Gid Anasha unless the animal is kosher. And there's no Basar because Ein Beginim B'no Sein Tam. So the Gemara says, that's Reb Shimon, right? He's the one who holds, we see from this price, that Reb Shimon holds Ein Begidin B'no Sein Tam. But Hakanami, Dasa V'Hanah. We have another price, right, which tells us that Reb Shimon happens to think that Gid Anasha is Asur B'Hanah. D'Tanya, another price, Gid Anasha Mutu B'Hanah Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Shimon holds there. Perfect. You couldn't want better. It's a puzzle which all the pieces fit. Right? We have this discussion of Rabba Bo. We think that if you hold like Rabba Bo, Gid Anasha should be Asur B'Hanah. Our answer was, it's Bechlal the Heter of Nevela. That's why there's a Heter Anah. We said, oh, that depends whether you hold Yesh or Ein Beginim B'no Sein Tam. Then we say, who's the author who holds Ein Beginim B'no Sein Tam? It's Reb Shimon. And look up, Reb Shimon, lo and behold, holds that Gid Anasha is also not perfect. You couldn't want a smoother Gemara. The problem is the Rav. So we discussed last week there's also a problem in Tosis. Tosis has the one suggestion here, and let me say it this way. Tosis in the Chulin, which we saw last week, says, is Gid Anasha also B'Hanah or Mutzah B'Hanah? So Tosis says, if you paskin like Chizkia, who holds that Achila is Achila and not Hana, and the Torah only says Al-Kain Lo Yochlu, so then Gid Anasha is Mutzah B'Hanah. If you hold like Rabba Bo, says Tosis, then it depends whether Yesh Beginim B'no Sein Tam or Ein Beginim B'no Sein Tam. Since everybody paskins like Reb Shimon that Ein Beginim B'no Sein Tam, if you hold like Rabba Bo, you should hold that Gid Anasha is Asur B'Hanah. The Tosfos says in Chulin, that's what I hold. I hold that Gid Anasha is Asur B'Hanah. The only thing is, if that's the case, how are you allowed to send it over to or sell it to a non-Jew? The answer is because the non-Jew is not going to pay for the Gid Anasha really either, because it doesn't have any taste. So if it doesn't have any taste, he's not going to benefit from it, right? And if he's not going to pay for it, so there's no violation of Yisra Anah. Clever answer, Tosis.
So wait, no Yisra
Basa B'Challah? Who said anything about Basa B'Challah? Where did Basa B'Challah have?
It has no top.
It's not Basar, yeah. There's no Basar Nevela. There's no Basar Behema Tmeya. There's no Basa B'Challah either, yeah.
If you're holding the Gid Anasha in town, why would the Torah use the expression of Achila?
So that's the question. That's Tosis. The Tosis here, unlike Tosis in Kulin, Tosis says, What will Chizkiah do with Rav Shimon? Chizkiah seemingly holds that Isra Hana doesn't apply to Gid Anasha, but according to Rav Shimon, Gid Anasha is also Bana. So the second day of Tosfos here says, you're right, they're incompatible. Rav Shimon and Chizkiah don't work together. The first day of Tosfos, look here for a minute. We're not going to read the whole Tosfos that we read last week. There are other parts of Tosfos. But here, let's start from Bim Tomar, halfway down. Tosfos Rabasim Rav Shimon, Nami Meisar Osarana, Bim Tomar. Tikshim Chizkiah Rav Shimon. Right? According to Chizkiah, it's a problem with Rav Shimon. The sphere like the Toku Isra'ana, Mashma, with Osar Gid Hanashe. Gid Hanashe is also Ba'ana according to Rav Shimon. That seems to be against Chizkiah, who holds that if it only says Achila, it only means Achila. So the first answer to Tosfos is an amazing answer. Bishlomar, Kibin Savar Ebegidim and Osin Tam, Svarahu Dechi Osar, Nahana, Dechi Osar, Ba'ana, Nami Osar. Tosfos is a big chiddush against Tosfos and Chulin, against the second day of Tosfos here as well. And that is, even though Chizkiah normally holds that Achila means Achila not Ana, when it comes to Gid Anasha, ironically, the problem ends up expanding the definition of Achila. So if you hold Ein Beginah B'Dosin Tam, so the word Alkein Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael, is that because you're asking, cannot be understood in a literal way. Now, of course, it is. I mean, it's literal in the sense that you're not supposed to eat Gid Anasha, right? But it's hard to say that it means Achila per se, because this isn't a typical Achila, because it has no Tav. So Tosfos says here, Chizkiah will agree, right, that the concept of Achila refers not only to Achila, but to generally connecting or interacting or engaging with the Gid Anasha. And that might include Isra Anasha. That's how Chizkiah might be able to abide the position of Rav Shimon. We'll get back to this a little bit later on if we have a chance. The idea that, it touches on, Tosfos as an example of a bigger issue, and that is, if Gid Anasha really has no tam, so it's an atypical Achila, right? So whatever you end up saying about Achila or Ana, if it's an atypical Achila, what other consequences might there be? For example, there is a discussion whether the din of Shalom Kederach, the Gemara says later on, we've talked about it already in Chavdal and Beis, right, that normally Achila has to be Kederach Achilasa. Right, if you do something, you know, with an Ochel, or you eat it in a way that is atypical, Minat Torah, at least, you're not going to violate. Does that din apply to Gid Anasha? Does the regular din of Chatzishir also Minat Torah? That's what you wanted to ask. Yeah. Does that apply to Gid Anasha? All sorts of interesting questions. In other words, once Gid Anasha is atypical, then the question is, how atypical is it? For example, the Gemara says in, we talked about Yom Kippur earlier in the year, the Gemara talks about, in Chulin, about how to define Achila. Hanas mi'ayim, hanas chek. Right? The palate, right? Or is it about digestion? And there are differences, right? So they're not kamino. So, does it matter if it's about Gid Anasha? Right? Many issues that we take for granted, or that we take a position regarding Achila, we have to re-examine for Gid Anasha. Because the Torah is Mechadish, and Gid Anasha, according to the Mandama, which you're passing like, ain't begidit b'no same tam, that it's really an atypical Achila.
Why does the Torah use the word also then?
That's a good question. We don't know. Good question. Yeah. So what we're saying is, Tosfos is saying, Chizkiah will say this is an exception. This Achila means Ana as well.
In the Torah itself.
In the Torah itself. Normally it doesn't. Yeah. But because it's an Achila, the Dabar, Shein Bo Tam, so it's a different kind of Achila. It's an exception. Once you're saying, we'll get to Akshavim in a minute.
We'll
get to Akshavim. Okay. So that's the Gemara. So you can see already it's a... So this Tosfos the Chulin says that if you hold like Chizkiah, you should say that there's a heteron on Gid Anasha. If you hold a karbabo and you hold Ein Beginah B'Dosin Tam, then it's Osur B'Hanah. Tells us here the first day, it says even Chizkiah, in theory, might say Asa B'Hana. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos here. According to most Rishonim, we paskin like Rav Avo. The Rush in Chul, we saw it last time, quotes of Ben Yonah, other Rishonim, the Rush says, in my opinion, the Rif paskin like Chizkiah. And therefore, Gidanoshe is Mutar B'Hana. But in Achanan, if you hold like Rav Avo, and you hold the Beginim in Osin Tav, so then it should be also B'Hana, but I don't think that that's the Psak, says the Rush. So you could paskin Mutar B'Hana if you hold like Chizkiah, or if you hold like Rav Avo and Ein Beginim in Osin Tav. Otherwise, it seems like you have to, if you hold like, typically like Rav Avo, and you hold Ein Beginim in Osin Tav, you have to hold Gidanoshe. The question is, if that's true, what do we do with the Rambam? As we discussed last week, the Rambam, let's just go through this quickly again, and discuss some of the implications of it. The Rambam has a very famous, complicated shita. Perkes Halacha, Perkes Halacha Yodalid. The Ram says, Gina Nasha Mutar Bahana. So the Ram starts off, we know where he stands. Gina Nasha Mutar Bahana. That should lead us to think that either he passes like Chizkiah, right? Or, assuming he passes like a Mabo, that he holds Yesh Begidin Beno Sintam, according to our Gemara. So the Ram says, Gina Nasha Mutar Bahana, the Pikach Mutar Adam Lushlach Akum Yeroshi Gina Nasha Betocho. V'nosin lo ayerech shleima b'fnei Yisrael, in the presence of Yisrael. Ein chosh v'shem yochom imeni Yisrael, zeh kodim shenital, shenotel, sorry, hagid shor mekomani. We're not worried that the Jew will be nechshol. V'fikach im haysa ayerech chatucha leidenu l'akum b'fnei Yisrael, ad shenital hagid shem yochom imeni Yisrael. So now all that's left to figure out is that either he held like his scary old yesh beginim b'nosin ta. So halacha tezbav, the next halacha doesn't leave much room for imagination. It's the very next halacha. Kol makom shenemar b'torah l'tocha l'tocha l'yochu l'yochal echa yisrachila echa yisrana b'mashma ad shiyivra l'far kosu k'ner shapir v'tenevela shenemar l'ger shav sharecha t'tenev achala. I already mentioned last week, not only does the Rambam paskin like Rav Avo, he quotes Rav Avo. The Rambam doesn't always do that. He wants you to know that he paskins and believes in Rav Avo. Then the Rambam adds two kiddushim. One is ukechelev shenemar bo yeyasel l'kol malacha. Okay, I hope we'll be able to talk about that probably after Pesach. That's important to the whole figure of schora. Can you do business with isuri achila? That's also an issue of gidanasha, the atypical status of gidanasha. So the Rambam here is a chiddush. That says chaylev, since it says yeh asal l'chol malacha, is different. We'll get to that. Okay. Achi isparish b'torah shebal peh with the v'hanu. That's even the bigger chiddush. The Gemara says achi yifar l'chol akasu. The Torah shebuksav tells you that it's a het v'hanu. And the Rambam here says achi isparish b'torah shebal peh with the v'hanu. Kagom. Shkatzim, Ramasim, Dam, Eber Menachai, and one of the examples is Gina Nasha, Shekol Eilu Mutar Banami Pia Kabbalah, Apapishena Surin, Dachil. So now the question is, number one, the Rambam doesn't say that in the Gemara anywhere, that the exceptions to the language of Achila, right, including Hana, can be found not only in Torah Shabbat, but on the basis of Divrei Kabbalah or Torah Shabbat. Number one, that itself is interesting. Shows obviously that the Rambam thinks that Torah Shabbat and Divrei Kabbalah might have an equal stature, at least vis-a-vis this halacha, to Torah Shabbat Tzav. That itself is very important. The other question is, what does he mean by Gid Anasha being Mutar Bahana based on Mipia Kabbalah? What's that idea? Where's the Mipia Kabbalah in each of these cases? But since we're not doing each of them, right, Shkatzim and Masim, Dam and Abram and Achai, we're only doing Gid Anasha right now. So let's see if we can figure out, and maybe we'll come up with a greater understanding or greater insight into what the Rambam means by Torah Shebaal Peh, depending on what he's referring to here. Okay. So far we know he paskins like Rabbi Bo, he paskins Ginanash's Mutter. The only thing left for the Rambam to squeeze out of this problem is from Tal Yesh Beginim Bino Sintam. The next four Rambams that I have here, as we discussed, all prove that the Rambam holds in Beginim Bino Sintam. Right? Pergdal Allah Yitchas, Ocham Nebelo Trepa, O Bibehema Chaya Hatzmeim. If you eat a nebela, a trefa, or a non-kosher animal, the Rambam says, mina or, from the skin, mina tzamos, from the bones, mina gidim, from the gidim, mina karnayim, from the horns, mina klafayim, from the nails, I mean, these are all things that are not, mina tziparnayim, right, shall open, the komashim vatsis, misham dam, kishi yichatcho, mina shal yashalahen, these are all things that are not basar, in other words. Avavishu Asur, I raise a putter, Mipanesh Elo Enan Ruyin Lachila, Benim Mitzarfim and Basar Kazai. Meaning, Gidim are not Basar, they have no Tav. Okay? Next one, Tezvav Yudayim. Shari Sunja Batar Kulan Kagom.
Asur, I raise a putter.
Sorry?
What's the difference between Asur and putter here? What's the meaning?
What do you mean?
Avishu Asur, I raise a putter.
What's the Rambam? Oh, you mean the you shouldn't eat them.
Oh, the
Rambam. Yeah. Per Tetzav Yudayim. Shari Tzuncha B'tar Kulan Kigon Basar Shkatzim Ramasim Chela Dam Kiyotzim Shiyon B'shishin. If you have a tarobes of right prohibited objects, so the shir is shishim. If the proportion is less than 160, is greater than 160, but it's less than 60 to 1, so then you can't eat it, because we assume that there's tav. Otherwise, it's a shishim, it's bata.
And a berry?
No, we're not talking about berry right now. Another bata shkatsim, masim, chelav dam, etc. Kezayis ketzad, kezayis chelav, kloyos shenafu utok shishim, kezayis michelav ha'alya, hakol mutter. Now for the papas mishishim, less than 60 to 1 ratio, hakol asr. The chenim nafal kishiura chelev, tzorch shiyu sham kamoshishim, the chen chari surim, the chen shuman, oh, this is what I want. Shuman shal gid, shenafal kdera shal basar, the sharanos of mishishim, hain shuman agid min aninyam. Apopisha shuman gid anashe, midibrayim, kamoshim yarnu, hold the gid anashe birya dupneyatzma, then the Rambam adds, the gid atzmo, let's say the gid falls in to the basar, ein v'sharin bo, ein oser, she'ein v'gidim b'nosen tam. In other words, gid has no tam, and therefore the principle of tam ki'ikar doesn't apply to gid anasha. Second Rambam that says gidim are not basar. Third. If they're in there in the mix until you take them out, they're osir. If you know where the ginanasha is, you should pick it up and take it out. But don't worry about the fact that you cooked with it, because it doesn't give any time. Because, as he says explicitly, ein begidim benosein tam. They made about kira kolosor shu biria b'pneiatzmo. That's what you mentioned before. Reuchosher b'yosor b'kolosher. That's if you don't, right? If you can't, it's not chopped up, and if you can't identify. The next one is chesay. This is very important for us. That's the din of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Remember, ha'ochel gid anasha mibehema b'chaya tzmeim. Let's say you eat the gid anasha of a behema tzmeim, non-kosher animal. The answer is potter l'pi she'ena noeg b'tzmeim. Gid anasha doesn't apply to non-kosher animals, only when there's a differentiation between the kashrus of the meat and the iser of the gid anasha. Right? El of the behema shekulam b'teres. It only applies to a kosher animal. Also to an nebela, as we'll see. but not available. It's a kosher animal. It's just that you didn't have a proper shechita. And then he adds, "Eino ocha mishar gufa." Let him be chayav for eating basar behema or chayav behema tameya. Not that either. She'in agid in mechal basar kemosh biarnu. V'imocha mechela tshal agid areza kocha mibasar. Eat the chaylev on the gid, the fats, that's yesh botam, that's like eating basar. So what does Rava say? Rabbi Rav Shimon, alacha ke Rav Shimon. So the problem is, we now have a terrible dilemma. The Gemara says that if you hold like from a bow, and if you hold aim to get him in the same time, that he get a nashes also bahanad, Rambam Paskins get a nashes with bahanad, Rambam Paskins like a bow, and the Rambam Paskins aim to get him in the same time. What do you do? So one perspective, this is what we were talking about the Berian last time, is to suggest that there is another Gemara. Right? Either way, we probably have to say for the Rambam that there's another Gemara. Question is it a very subtle other Gemara? Right? Or is it an explicit other Gemara? So there is another explicit Gemara. The question is how to read it. That's the Gemara here in Chof Gimel Amin Aleph. We'll just look at it very quickly. Here the Gemara speaks about Kehu. You see on Chof Gimel Amin Aleph to Chof Gimel Amin Beis, since it's starting Chof Gimel Amin Aleph, seven lines before the bottom of the page. Gemara says, Ye Yaseh, Lema Ketanoi. Maybe it's a Makloka Satanoi. Pasuk says, Ye Yaseh, Lechol Malacha. What's the Pasuk? The Chelev, I have it here on the side, in Vayikra. The Chelev Nevela. The Chelev Trefa. The fat of a Nevela. The fat of a Nevela, of a Trefa. Ye Yaseh, Lechol Malacha. Can be used for any Malacha. Right, so alchol otoklu. You just can't. You can't eat chaylev. In other words, you can't eat chaylev of a nevela or a trefa, but you can use the chaylev for lekol malacha. What does lekol malacha mean? Right. What are we being marbe? What are we telling you? You can use it for. So the machlokas, Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva. Pasuk says, "Yes, lekol malacha." Mat kamad amar lekol malacha. Shiyachal lemalaches gavoa. Yehe mutter, limalechas hedyot, yehe asur. Tamid lomar lekol malacha, did Rabbi Yosef Glili. Actually, a remarkable idea. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, listen, you might have thought, if not for this limud, it's not this pasuk, that chaylev is asur bahana lahana's hedyot. Even though it's mutter lahana, bahana's hektesh. Why? The answer is because, anyways, the chaylev, right, is going to be burnt on the mizbeach. So, in a sense, from a gavoa point of view, right, if it's achilas on the mizbeach, it's mutter. So you might think it's mutter bahana in general. So, if you want to use the fats, let's say, of the carbon. Right, to be moshek, to smooth out the skins, you could do the skins of gavoa, you could do that. But chela for hedyot purposes, that would be asur. Therefore, the Torah tells you it's not so. Rabbi Kiva on there, Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's not the pshat. Shiyachal lemelechas shadju yehi tahor, lemelechas gavoa yehi tameh. The real issue is whether chela of an adela is tameh or tahor. So you might have thought, when it comes to chulin, where there's no dine tahara, so chaylev can be used in any way. But when it comes to the question of kodesh, where we care about tumah v'tahara, so you might think chaylev is tameh, kamash milan, that chaylev is tahar, l'kol malacha. Again, yehi, that's Rabbi Kiva. Yachal lemelechas hedyot yehi tahar. Lemelechas gavoa yehi tameh. Tamanama lekol malacha. Sadi Gemar says, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the tumah l'tahara lo yitzrichro. Ki yitzrichro, yitzrichro l'hetter. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, listen, it's obvious that chaylev is not tameh. What we weren't so sure about is that it's mutter b'hana. Rabbi Kiva, yitzrichro l'hetter lo tzrichro, ki yitzrichro l'tumah l'tahara. Rabbi Kiva said the opposite. It's obvious that there's no Isra Hanah for Chela. What's not so obvious is whether or not there's a din of tumah v'tahara. Okay. So then the Gemara says, "My lav b'ha kam iflugi." The argument is as follows: Rav Yosef, Yisavar lo tochlu masha ben yisrachi la ben yisrahana. Maybe it's the old argument. The words lo tochlu mean yisrachila and hana. He also called the Nishrael and the Vela. Hana gudasa. So when the Torah came to tell you that chela nevela is mutter, it's teaching you that it's mutter behana, because otherwise we would think that achila includes achila behana, like Rav Abel. Rav Akiva sabar isra achila mashma isra hana lo mashma. Rav Akiva says, why would you think chela is also behana? Torah only speaks about it as being also achila. Let's take like a Chizki approach. The chiyase kol it tumah v'tahara. The only thing we need to be marda is that there's no tumas nevela. So the Gemara says, "Well, no. Kulam lo tochlu masha ben yisrachi la ben yisrana." The machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Segli is not the machlokas Chizkiya and Rabbi Bo. Everybody holds like Rabbi Bo that achila means achila v'hana. Malka baka mitzligi. Rabbi Segli sabar kishehutra nevela he hutra chelva v'gida loy hutra. Ah, now it's sounding a little familiar. But the question is something else. We know that there's an exception to Rabbi Bo. What's the exception of Rabbi Bo? Nevela. Because the pasuk itself says, "Achi far as the chakasuv," that nevela is mutar bahana, right to be used. The question is, when we are matir nevela bahana, does it include also gidin and chelav? So Rabbi basically said, "Kishutra nevela he hutra, but chelba begida la hutra." And therefore, what we need is a separate limud to teach us the heter hana for chela. And Rabbi Kiva sabar kishehutra nevela chelba v'gida nami hutru. Actually, we don't need that because even though we hold like Rabbi Bo, it's bechlal the heter of nevela. V'chitzer kol the tumah v'tahara. So then the Gemara says, "Rav Yosi aglili ashkechan chela b'shari rachmana b'hana." Okay, that's all very well and good. According to Rosh Hashanah, we have to be marbe a heter hana for chelav. What about gid? How do you know gid hana says mutter b'hana? Right? After all, previously we thought we were just going to learn it from he chelba the bela he gida the chelba. But now we're saying we need a separate pasuk to teach you that chelav is mutter b'hana. So what about gid? So the Gemara says, Ela Gid Neima Da Asur. Maybe he holds that Gid Anosh is Asur Bahana. Okay. Iba Yzema. Another answer. Hochanami Da Asur. It is Asur. I'm sorry. Iba Yzema Maisi Labakavachomer. Or maybe he thinks it's Mutter, like Chelev. But the source is a Kavachomer. Ma Chelev Shanish Kares Mutter Bahana. Chelev, which is more Chomer, if you eat it, you get Kares. And it's mutter b'hana, gin she'en akareish, she'en anash kareish, lo kol shekein. So gid hana, which is more kal, certainly should be mutter b'hana, if kalem, which is more chamor, is mutter b'hana. From Shimada Afra, ikla mifrach, ma'la kelem shekein uda b'chlalo, etochaya tom begit shalo uda b'chlalo, etochaya v'idach v'beima kamina v'beima v'yaslo ishtri. Bye. This is Shaka Matari, the Gemara. Now, there are two ways to read this Gemara. One way to read the Gemara is, the Gemara has abandoned the idea that Nevela, the Heter Hana of Nevela, is the source for the Heter Hana of Chelev and of Gid. Instead, there's a separate limud for Chelev, right? The pasuk that says, this pasuk here, Yeyaseh l'kol b'lacha. Then the Gemara says, well, what are you going to do about Gidin? Don't want to leave them orphans. The answer is either Gidin or Asur b'hana. Or it's a kavachomer. We learn a kavachomer from Chelev. So what's the source for Gid Anasha being mutter b'hana? If it is Chelev. If you say that, we now have a new source. The Gemara said previously. What was our problem? The Gemara said previously that the only way to explain al kein lo yoklu b'nei esu Gid Anasha that's the heter hana is based on what idea? If you hold like Rav Avoh, the only aim beginning b'no sein tam, a yesh beginning b'no sein tam, right? Therefore, it's included in the heter nevela. But now it turns out, if you just turn a couple of more pages, there's another Gemara. There's another Gemara that thinks that you can derive the Heter Hana of Ginanasha directly from Chelev. You don't have to go by means of Nevela. If it's a Kal V'chomer, Mechelev, does it matter whether Yesh or Ein Beginim B'no Sein Tam? We care about Yesh Beginim B'no Sein Tam, Ein Beginim B'no Sein Tam, because we want Ginanasha to be part of the Shame Nevela. But if we don't need the Shame Nevela, we're just learning out a Kal V'chomer from Chelev, no problem. So that's the pshat of the Ramban. Ramban in Torah Sabayis looks at the Gemara this way and says, in my opinion, the Ramban says, I paskin like Rav Avoh, not like Chizkiyah. And I still paskin that Ginanasha is mutter b'hana. Aye, but I paskin ain't beginning but no same time, says Ramban. No problem. I think everybody missed the fact that that's one Gemara on Chav Beis Amid Aleph. There's another Gemara on Chav Gimel Amid Beis, which has an independent Heter Hana based on the Kal V'chomer Michaela. That's where my Makar is. That's where I'm Ramban here. See Torah Sabayis Aruch Bayis Gimel Shar Gimel. The Sefer says Aval HaRavzal. This is a little bit more than halfway down, in the middle of the page. It's 14 or 15 lines up from the end of the piece, on the second page. Aval HaRavzal Tirei, referring to the Ramban, the Tshuva of the Ramban, actually. The extra that Tirei Rav Elazar Mitam Achrini Shari. There's another way to say that Ginanasha is Mutter Bahana, and that is that it's derived from Kavachomer Mechelev. Towards the end of the Sugya. For Shimon the Asur, Palignami Baha. From Shimon who says that Ginanasha is also Bahana, disagrees with this Makar too. So Yisrael ain't beginning b'no sin tam, but Yisrael kam v'chom. Number one, he doesn't believe in beginning b'no sin tam. That's why he rejected the makar of the Vela and Chav Beis Amid Aleph. He also doesn't think there's a kal v'chomer from Chelev, so he rejected Chav Gimel Amid Beis. What's wrong with the kal v'chomer from Chelev? Shemdika l'mifra chidit merhasa malach Chelev shekenuta mechlalon etochaya. The Gemara said, maybe it isn't such a kal v'chomer because it's a kula in Chelev. Chelev is not asur in a chaya, a wild animal, only in a behema. But Ginanasha applies behema, 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 chaya. So even though chelud is more chomor in terms of kares, it's more kal because it doesn't have the scope of Ginanasha. So it has a kal too, therefore you can't learn a kal v'chomer. Ula didan, says the Ramban, but we think that lo mifrach kiramin hasam. If you were worried about Chaya, but if you're worried about Behema, there's a Kal V'chomer. So Ramban says, my source, that Ginanasha is Mutter B'Hana, it's not Chizkiyah, it's not Yesh Beginim B'no Sein Tam, it's the Kal V'chomer from Chela. It's even the Stam Masnisan, Shari Le B'Hana, there's a Mishnah that says you can send the Yerech to a non-Jew. You'd have to say that that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. We'd rather say that that's the halacha. Lake of the Mibche, cloud, halo itzakit, one time of the Shayusim, should the Yesh begin in Menos in Tami. We don't have to accept that the only heter is based on the Yesh begin in Menos in Tami. So, Philoman de Yisrael, in the beginning of Menos in Tami, sure, we didn't have a chomer. Aye, but the Gemara said earlier, Hod the Itma, Reish, Shmaita, Henich, Halaman de Yisrael, begin in Yesh Beitam, Halaman de Yisrael, begin in Menos in Tami, Man Shamaslay. Hey, to begin with, time of Shimon. He didn't the Gemara make it sound there that like there's no way out. This is all there is. If you hold a Rav Avoh, you hold in beginning middle same time, you're in trouble. You got to conclude Yisrana. We're not going to move Seitmar. We should ask a complete to Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda begin a Nosh and also Mana. The ask him to pligu inu kufayv and same time beginning Tali Tanya b'Tanya. This is fascinating. Ramban. Ramban says, listen, the Gemara sounds that way. What the Gemara really meant was something else. Is it just a coincidence that we have this machlokas Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda? We have a double machlokas Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, right? It's the thing, right? One, ain beginning or ain beginning in open time. Two, whether yesh or ain yesh or hana begin anasya. So the Gemara thought, isn't it brilliant to put the two together and see this is a consistent pattern. Right? The Gemara thought, that's the pattern. They're looking for patterns like we're looking for patterns. Or we're looking for patterns like they were looking for patterns. But that doesn't mean that there can't be another suggestion, which is that this argument and that argument have nothing to do with each other. So, inu gufaya b'nosin tam b'givin toli tanya b'tanya miu anan the b'shili shmaita itzmir tanya b'kal b'chomer lo b'chinen stama sisim b'laraya. We have other considerations. We have this Mishnah and Chulin. We don't want to say that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So we'd like to be able to say you can hold it called the Shimon that ain't b'ginim b'nosin tam. And yet there's a hetzer and ogin on Asha. Hello, how do we know the clothes? The Natina, the Chamakom, the Stama Sisan, the Machokas provides Salacha, the Stama Sisan. The Tate of the Maskar Amin and Chetzke of Rabbo, my Pligi, the Lomina begin on Asha. Elu Diver Harab, meaning the Ramban, the Nirin, and then he has the Rambam Min HaMatirin. Rashi doesn't exactly say the Rambam learned it this way. He said, oh, the Rambam like the Ramban was Matirin. So others say it, Chidush Ran, or the Bunfield, the Mishnah, they all say the answer is for the Rambam held exactly like this Ramban. That is another Gemara. So what does it mean when the Gemara, according to this Pshat, when the Rambam said, oh, I got it from Torah Shabbat Peh, or it'd be Kabbalah, originally Torah Shabbat Peh, an example of Kabbalah. So now, it's fascinating, what does that mean? So it either means the Kal V'Chomer from Chaylev, right, that's the Adchi Faris Lakah in this case. But that's a Kabbalah, that's a Kal V'Chomer. Ah. So I think, again, I'm speculating here and all of this, but I just think it's too important a little, no one I think notices this Rambam and how important it could be for just for a broader understanding of what Torah Shabbat Peh can do, and more importantly, what Torah Shabbat Peh includes. I just think it's an amazing opening. So I think, what do you mean Kabbalah? This whole analysis of the Ramban, which is, how do you weigh, on the one hand, a Gemara, right, which seems to be telling us that, you know, there's Hava Hatalia here. That A depends on B, and B depends on C, and C depends on D. The only way to get a certain psak is if you hold 1, 2, 3. That's an explicit Gemara. Right, then there's a Gemara. Two dafim later, we're not really sure how that connects. Right? So the question is, on the other hand, there's also a Braisa, or a Mishnah in this case, that seems to say, it's a Sam Mishnah, that says, seems to say, get an Asha's Mutter Bahana. How do you put that whole thing together? How do you weigh the evidence of an explicit Sugya that says the only way to get to this conclusion explicitly says is this way, right, with the, right, more speculative, let's say, right, methodology of saying, well, there's a Stam Mishnah, right, there's a Kal V'Chomer, if we put it all together, we have an alternative to that Gemara, and it's the Ravka the Milsa. That's the Rambam's Kabbalah / Torah Shabbat Peh, if you take this perspective. Meaning the Rambam's saying, you have to take into consideration the broader methodology of Torah Shabbat Peh. How to understand, how to weigh, right, interpretation. Okay. That's one shot. I think there are two other perspectives. The second perspective is based on the following issue. There's another Rambam, the one that we skipped. We mentioned it last time, but now we need to get back to it. The other Rambam is a difficult Rambam in its own right. Nothing to do with the Rambams we've, well, that's the question. Right. Another seemingly difficult Rambam, seemingly independently difficult Rambam. That is as follows. Rambam in Halacha Vav, Perek Ches Halacha Vav says, Ha'okal kin anasha shal nevela, o shal trepa, o shal ola, chayiv shayin. Rambam says, if you eat the Gidanasha of a trefa, a nevela, or an ola, forget about the ola for now, even though that's what the Rajva zeroes in on, it's the same idea. You chayiv shayin. Mitoch shenichal b'isar shar gufa shahaya mutar nichal gamagid v'nosef olav isar acher. Very verbose. Well, what's he saying? Very mysterious, what's he saying? What's the problem here? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, if you eat gidanasha of nevela, you chayit shtayim. You chayit nishun nevela. But that part is easy. Why chayiv mishum nevela? Because nevela is not a non-kosher animal. It's a kosher animal. It's a kosher animal whose meat is now possible because you didn't do a proper shechita. Correct? But everybody agrees, even Rav Shimon agrees, right, that the ginan osher of a kosher animal, which is also to eat for some side reason, is an Easter ginan osher. But why chayiv shnayim? What's the second chiyuv for? The answer is, when you eat the ginan osher of a nevela, when you eat the ginan osher of a treifa, when you eat the ginan osher of an ola, you're chayiv, mishum, treifa, nevela, and ola, I mean, one of the, whichever it is. What happened to Ein Beginin Benosin Tam? Which the Rambam says four times, not just by implication, one time by implication, three times explicitly. What happened to the previous halacha? When the Rambam said, if you eat behema, tmeya, not only is there no gidanashe, here there's a gidanashe, we understand that, but there's no behema, tmeya, chiyuv either. Why? Because Ein Beginin Benosin Tam. So why is that when you eat a ginanasha of a behemoth mea, you're potter? But when you eat the ginanasha, you're potter of a behemoth mea. But when you eat the ginanasha of nevela and trefa and ola, you're chayav mishum trefa, nevela, or ola. So the Rashba asks this question about the ola part, so that I don't understand. Right, this is the next piece. Chudas HaRashba Chelek Dalet Simen Peites. Right, Avignon, it says, Rabbi Yosef ben Chacham, Rabbi Avram, Baruch Ibn Neria, Ikshesa. You asked me the question, Vahi de Gidanashe, the Mukach Bresh Peret Gidanashe, the Lamandama in Gidan Benot Sintam, Ein Yisr Muktashe Noeg. It seems that you hold Ein de Gidan Benot Sintam, that if you eat the Gidanashe of Muktashim, of Kachim, right, you shouldn't violate the Yisra Kachim because it's like eating stones or wood. V'shekein pasuk haramba. U'ba'olcha megidin osher shel ola pasuk b'chayim shayim. U'manu b'chayim shayim al kachim nisla yesh begidin b'no same time. The kachim in Eubay, because the Rambam says that ain't begidin b'no same time. So the Rashba says, tshuva, ta'amani eini odeh, darko b'zeh. I'm not sure, I don't know, I really don't, I can't, I'm at a loss. What's going on here? Can we use this Rambam to explain the other Rambam? You have one difficulty and you have another difficulty, right? In the best of all worlds, as I like to say, anomalies end up solving each other. Okay. Is this one of those best of all worlds? So, what's going on here? What's the principle of the Rambam? So you mentioned before, Achshuve, right? So some of the Achronim suggest that there's a kind of an Achshuve at work here. That is as follows. Achshuve, we've encountered Achshuve a little bit already. We talked about Charko and Chametz, what I call the toothpaste, problem, right? If you eat something, even though it's inedible, but you eat it, so aren't you ascribing worth to it? Aren't you relating to it as an ochel? In which case, maybe it has a status of achila. When do you say batla daita letzel kol adam? We objectify and we evaluate based on what normal, what the norms of larger population is. And when do we speak about a more personal halacha, right? Achshuve. So the Nichas Chinuch suggests that this discrepancy, this last discrepancy in the Rambam between tmeya and basa tmeya and Pasatame and Bela Tepa Ola is based on Achshuve. But his Achshuve has a very specific rule. He says like this. Michal Sinov says, listen, when somebody eats a Dvar Iser, which is normally considered to be inedible, right? So should you think that Achshuve, that he's ascribing importance to it by eating it, and therefore he rehabilitates it, he makes it into food? Or should you just say that, he's doing this crazy, strange, idiosyncratic thing, but it's not ochel, it's not achila. So Minchas Chinuch says, it depends. Atu birashi, the famous Minchas Chinuch. Atu birashi askinan. What? We're going to say achshuve in order to make this fellow a rasha? Right? Let's take the case we're talking about. So this gidanasha, right? And it's a behema, tmeya, non-kosher animal, right? And he eats the gidonasha. So we're going to say what? It doesn't have any tam, but he ate it. So by eating it, he gave it chashivos. Therefore, he ate the non-kosher food, right? The Minchasinuch says, Atu Berushi Yaskina. He ate it because whatever, his teeth hurt and he needed something to, you know, to chomp on. But whatever it is, he's a, whatever, peculiar fellow, whatever the case may be. He's a masochist, I don't know what he is. But he didn't mean to be masochist, the chayfetz, because Atu Berushi Yaskina. He doesn't want to eat non-kosher food. So why should we say Akshavay? So we don't say Akshavay. So what happened? Right, Ginanasha there isn't. Right, because it's Behemet Tmeya. And Basar, Behemet Tmeya, it's also not because there's no Akshavay. Ah, this is a Mechatzchino. But, let's say he ate Ginanasha of a Nevela, a Trefa, or an Ola. Now, by eating the Ginanasha, he's high for Ginanasha, because it's a kosher animal, right? So what are you going to say? Atu Birashi Askinan. What, is this guy a Russia? He is a Russia. He's eating Ginanasha. Right? What, he eats Ginanasha of a Behemosh, ain't a Ksher, what is only Sir Ginanasha? And you want to make him Asur, the Torah's Basar Tame, so then the Akshavay is what tips the scales. That's what establishes that he's doing Maisaver. We don't say Akshavay to create a Maisaver, because obviously he didn't mean to do that. Every Jew, right, wants to do the right thing. Atu Vershiyaski. But if he's eating real Ginanasha, and he's violating the Yisur, and now you want to know, and what about the fact that he's also eating Ola, or Nevela, or Trefa? Somebody can say, Atu Vershiyaski then? Yes, that's exactly what he is. He shouldn't be eating Ginanasha. If he's eating Ginanasha, meaning he's Machshiv, the act of Achila, even though in beginning but not same time, then we should treat it, as far as he's concerned, as if it's Achila's Basar for Nevela and Ola as well. That's a Minchas Chinuch. That would solve the problem of the Sira between Halacha Hey and Halacha Vav. Why it is that when he eats Ginanasha Shel Behemet Tmeya, he is Pata Legamri, whereas when he eats the Ginanasha of the Vela Trefa and Ola, he's Chayev not only for Ginanasha, but he's Chayev for the other as well. Has nothing to do with the rest of our topic. The Shara Melech, Minchas Chinuch quotes it, he goes a step further. He says, listen, when a person, the issue is not whether he's a Russia or not a Russia. That's not the question. The question is something else. The question is, when he eats Ginanasha, right, even though it has no tam, the fact that it's Chayiv Mishum Ginanasha creates an Achshavei. Right? It goes back to what you asked before. Right? Torah says, Al-Kaylo Yochu Ginanasha. It's a strange thing. If you hold Ein Beginet Ben Osein Tam, so where's the Achila? Right? The answer is the Chidushu Shechidusha Torah. But even though, according to normal stats, I said it's an atypical Achila. And that's why you have to wonder whether all the rules of Achila, right, might be bent in the case of Ginanasha. Because it's an atypical Achila. Where do you draw the line? So the Shara Melech says like this. If you're chayiv mishum ginanasha, forget about Rishi Yaskina. He doesn't like the Minchas Chinuch. Right? Nasha has nothing to do with being a Rasha or being a Tzaddik. But it does have to do with assessing in an objective way your subjective performance. So if you eat a behema tmeya, right? The ginanasha of a behema tmeya, there's no chiyuv ginanasha. So what happens? You're eating something without tam. Because ain't beginning but no same tam. There's no chiyuv ginanasha. Right? And there's no chiyuv fasa tame. But if you eat a nevela or an ola or a trefa. So when you eat it, you're chayiv mishum ginanasha. Now that act of achilas ginanasha, right, is atypical. Normally it wouldn't count. The Torah is machshiv that act in order to make it the chiyuv ginanasha. That's where you have achshavei. Once you have achshavei, we say, oh, so it's only achshavei linyan ginanasha. The achshavei linyan ginanasha triggers an achshavei le'inyan nevela or basar. Once it's considered al pidin that you're eating, even though it's ain't up at the same time, because of the chiyuv ginanasha, that chiyuv ginanasha says achshavei le'basar, even with respect to ola, trefa, and nevela. So according to Shara Melech, it's a different achshavei. That's the difference between the two cases of the Rambam. But even that is not going to help us, because it's not a din in the nevela per se, it's a din in basar nevela, betoras achilas ginanasha, if you eat it. Now, if you eat a ginanasha, right, so the act of eating it is machshiv, it is basar, because of dinei ginanasha, and that spills over into the achshavei in Hilchos, Nevela, Trefa, and Ola. But if you don't eat it, and it's a question of whether you can be nana from it, then we're still back to square one, which is, if you hold Ein beginning, middle, same time, it's not part of the name. The Mabit in Kiryat Sefer, and this appears from Kiryat Sefer, goes one step further. The Mabit says, the Rambam in Halacha Yudalit, who says, Gira Nasha is also Banna, is Mutabana, and the Rambam, right, in Halacha Bav, who says that if you eat the Gira Nasha of an Ola, Trefa, and the Vela, that you not only chayiv Gira Nasha, but you chayiv for the Basar as well, that's the same Rambam. The two difficult Rambams are two sides of the same coin. And all he adds is like one line, where he says, because the very fact, right, that there is ginanasha binadela, as opposed to behematzmeya, means that ginanasha is bechlal nevela. We see it as part of its environment. In other words, if you have ginanasha in a non-kosher animal, so there's no shame ginanasha. And when there's no shame ginanasha, you only treat it according to its physical property, which is, it's eitzim babanim. It's nothing. It's connected. It's like eating bones. But if ginanasha in the vela and ola and trefa is chayiv mishum ginanasha, this is a step beyond the Shara Melech. We're not like, oh, since it's not, it doesn't taste like anything, and then you eat it, so you're machshiv it for this, you're machshiv it for that. We're saying more than that now. What we're saying is, unlike behema tmeya, even though a behema is a nevela, nevela is ginanasha, or ginanasha shal nevela, shma ginanasha. But in order to say ginanasha shal nevela, shma ginanasha, what do we have to say? In some respects, that the ginanasha is part of the nevela. So if that's true, if it's part of the nevela, then number one is a chumrah. What's the chumrah? A kind of an achshavei. You don't even have to call it achshavei if you don't want. If you eat ginanasha shal nevela, if you're eating nevela. If you eat ginanasha shal trefa, you're eating trefa. If you eat ginanasha shal ola, in addition to eating ginanasha, you're eating ola. Because there is a shame ginanasha despite and because of these categories as opposed to behemoth mea. But if that's true, if ginanasha, by virtue of the fact that it is asur in these animals or in these contexts, right, is part of the context of nevela or ola or trefa, then we can go back to the beginning of the Gemara, which said nevela is mutabana, he the chelba the gida. The only problem that would remain would be, where did the Rambam get it from? I mean, what do you do with the sugya? Right? So there is a Gemara in Chulin that says as follows. Gemara here on, I think I have it here, Kufala Pumadalas. Gemara says, Amar Rava, this is a, everybody have it? Tell Dali the Sechet Chulin Kufal from Adalit. Gemara says, Amar Rava, Leolam Kasabar in the Ginnim Bino Sintam. Shani Hassan, Damar Kra, Kaila Yoku Bene Shal Skidana, Shemisha Gido Asur, Bissaro Mutter. Yotzazusha Gido Asur, Ubisaro Asur. The Gemara is weighing when Ginnim Asur applies. Does it apply only when the basar is mutar, then the gina nasha is asur, or even when the basar is asur? The Gemara says, "Remember, if you're a rab, ha'ochu gina nasha shel nevela." Exactly what the Rambam is talking about. If you eat a gina nasha of a nevela, Rav Meir mechayiv shtayim, the chachamim omrim eno chayiv ala achas. The modem chachamim Rav Meir, ha'ochu gina nasha shel ola v'shel shor nitzkal shachayiv shtayim. So this is a Gemara that says explicitly that according to Rabbi Meir, if you eat the Gina Nasha V'Nevela, you're Chayiv Shtayim. That's what the Rambam Paskins in Halacha Vav. What's the issue? Almost all of the Mefarshim in Chulin say, this Rabbi Meir, right, is like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. There's a Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about Yes begidin b'osin b'nosin tam, ein begidin b'nosin tam, whether if you eat, never mind the ginanasha part, but if you eat ginanasha, behemet tmeah, whether you're chayiv or patur, Rav Yudah says chayiv, because yes begidin b'nosin tam, Rav Shimon says patur. So the Farshim say, this Rav Meir, says mechayiv shtayim, he also holds yes begidin b'nosin tam, like Rav Yehuda. We don't paskin like Rav Yehuda, we paskin like Rav Shimon, that we don't paskin like Rav Meir. In my opinion, what happened here was, the Rambam didn't read this Gemara like everybody else. The Rambam read this Gemara and said, Rav Meir in Chulin challenges the Gemara in Psachim, Chabbeh Samad Aleph. The Gemara in Psachim says, if you hold Ein Begidim Beno Saint Tam, then it's never Bechalal Nevela Leheter. But Rav Meir thinks that it is. Rav Meir in Chiyuv. When it comes to Chiyuv, it's included in the Nevela. So if it's included in the Nevela, despite the fact that Ein Begidim Beno Saint Tam, then when it comes to Hetera, Lekula, it should be included as well. Why not? This is the missing Gemara, according to the Rambam. Oh. So if this is true, so now we can understand where the Rambam gets this idea from. Let me take it one step further. I mentioned last week that according to Rabbeinu Hananel, when the Gemara said that if you hold, what's the connection between Ein Begidim Beno Saint Tam and it's not the Chalal Nevela Leheter Hana? So Rashi says, because it's like eating Eitz, it's like Eitz and Babanin. It's not part of the Nevela. The Nevela is Basar. Rabbeinu Hananel interpreted differently. Rabbeinu Hananel said, the Torah says about Nevela, Levela Asher Lagoya Lagera Asher B'Shalecha Titzen of Akala Haruuya LaAchila Mutar B'Hana Misha Ena Ruya LaAchila, right? Asher B'Hana. So according to Rabbeinu Hananel, we point out last time, unlike Rashi, even if you hold Ein Begidim Beno Saint Tam, it's not true that Ginanash is not part of Nevela. It is part of Nevela. The only question is whether the Heter Hana of Nevela depends on being part of the Shem Nevela or depends on being Roy Lachila. So it could very well be that that Nakuda that the Rambam often is very influenced by the Rabbeinu Hananel Rif, Rabbeinu Hananel Rif, Rabbeinu Haigon. It could be the Rambam felt that doesn't take much to get back, even if you hold Ein Begidim Beno Saint Tam, to say that Gina Nasha is still Bechlal Nevela. And since Rav Meir says that L'chumra, that if you eat Nevela, you're Chayit Shtayim, and that's even if you hold Ein Begidim Beno Saint Tam according to the Rambam, so therefore, to go back and say, oh, this is Heter Anotu, not based on the Kal V'chumra of Nevela, of Caleb. So I mentioned last time, Tosfos on Chof Gimel Amud Beis says that when the Gemara says Kal V'chumra mi Caleb, that's not an independent limud. What we're saying is there's a connection between Nevela and Chelev and Gid. The question is whether or not he Muteres and also Chelva Begida or Daka he below Chelva Begida. So the Gemara says if once we know that Chelev is Muter, We say Kal Vachomer also Gid. Why? Because like Chelev, Gid is part of a Nevela. So according to that rationale, put everything together, the Avraham Meir and the Avraham Ben Hananel, and even if you read the Gemara like Tosas did, so there's again another reason, not like the Ramban read it, it's not a separate Kal Vachomer Michelev. It's a way of what? Bringing Ginanasha back into Nevela. That's exactly what the Rambam says. Now, if that's true, we can understand the language of the Rambam in Halacha above and so on. Just give me another couple of minutes for this to stop. Halacha above. Ha'okho Ginanasha shol Nevela trefa shol Ola. I'm sorry. Start from Hey. Ha'okho Ginanasha mibeim akayev ha'tmeim. Patush. Eina noig b'tmeya ela b'beim ha'shukula muteris. Fine. The Eina ka'okha mishar gufa. It's not like you're eating non-kosher meat either. Shena gidim b'chalala basa k'mosha b'yarnu. V'mocham b'chelot sh'ala gid ha'reza ka'okha mibasara. Why does he add that last line? Again, if you eat the chelav of the gid, that's basar. But the gidim, which have no tam, are not. That's halach above. Ha'okha g'nanasha sh'onabelo shal trefa o'ola chayit shayim. And he adds, mitoch sh'nichla b'isar shar gufa. What does he mean by that? Now we know what he means. Since Giranasha stands out, this Chalos Giranasha, right, to the Vela, even though it's Basar Asur, because it's a Min Kosher, Shehoya Mutar, because it used to be Mutar, Nichlal Gamagid, the Nosaf Allah Yisroacher, that's exactly what the Rambam's saying. Giranasha is part of the Chalos of the Vela. If it wasn't, there wouldn't be a Giranasha. Since it's a Giranasha, you call it Akshaveh if you want. It's not the Shara Melech's Akshaveh either. It's a giant step forward. This Akshaveh, which talks about the relationship between Giranasha and its substratum, namely the Basar Nevela, that goes not only with Chumra, but also with Kulal in and Hetzer Nevela. Now when the Rambam says this is Torah Shabbat, this is Kabbalah, and it's based on this whole understanding, not only of which Gemara do you pick, right, but the idea of a chalos east of a chalos ginanasha, right, applying lakula and lachumra as part of the shame of it, this is part of the Rambam's lundus. To call that mipia kabbalah or torah shebal peh is an amazing thing, right? So let me mention one other. I know I'm a little late, but I want to finish now because next week is a Pesach topic. So give me 2 more minutes. This is just very important. I think there's a third approach that we find Rabbi Kadeger, and then later Rabbi Chanan Masterman says it, the Rabbis will say this as well, and that is as follows. Again, we know what our problem is, right? If you hold Ein Beginim Middle Sin Tam and you hold like Rabbi Bo, you should say that Ginanasha is Asur Bana. So let's just remember very briefly, what is the Yisod of Rabbi Bo? Ravon says whenever there's Yisra Achila, it includes Yisra Hana as well. Right? Now, we explained that for some Rishonim, that's a Gili Milsa, it's a Limud. Achila is different than Hana, but the Torah, when it says Achila, usually means Hana too. But not for the Rambam. For the Rambam, it's not a Gili Milsa, it's not a Limud. It's a Yisod. It's a concept. The Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvot, we discuss this. Right? How come you don't count the Yisra Hanav Basa B'chalav separately than Yisra Achila Basa B'chalav? The Rambam says, because Achila and Hana is one idea. Hana is the expansion of Achila. Correct? In Pirshu Mishayas, the Rambam says, the concept of Yisra Moseth doesn't apply for an Yisra Hana that comes out of Achila. Because it's not something new, it's an expansion of the existing category. If it's also b'achila, and that's the reason that it's also b'hana, these aren't two different things. It's not Moses. The Rambam, in Hilchos Macholos Asura, says, against the simple reading of the Gemara, we discuss this also, L'shitaso, you don't get Malkus for Yisri Hana. Why not? The Gemara seems to say you do. But we explain, because the Rambam's Shita is, that Yisri Hana is what? An extension of Yisra Achila. It's like the Tafel of the Ikar. It's not an independent Easter, and therefore you don't get Malkus either. Oh, if that's true, so think of what's going on here. What are we going to say? If you hold like Rav Avoh, so Achila should include Hana. And if you hold Ein Begidin Beno Sein Tam, and therefore it's not Bechlal Neveila, so Heter Neveila, so what should you say? The Ginanasha is Aser Bachila Ubahana, correct? If you held that whenever the Torah says Achila, it also means Hana, as a Gili Milsa, that would make a lot of sense. But if you hold like the Rambam does, which is, the connection between Hana and Achila is what? Hana is an extension of Achila. Achila is like super Hana, and Hana is the expansion of it, correct? How can you say that if you hold Ein Begidin Beno Sein Tam? This is the opposite of the Tosafot about Chizkiyah, right? If you hold Ein Begidin Beno Sein Tam, we raised the question several times, what sense is it really Achila? So Tosafot said, turn everything on its head, right? Here Chizkiyah will say it's not just Achila Tana. Here the Rambam will say that Rav Avoh will say, you know what? Here Achila can't be Hana. Because if you're Nana Me'achila, so then to say by extension that includes Hana as well, because Hana is the extension of every Achila, that makes sense. But if Achila is a mechanical act and there's no Hana, then how can you say that Hana is an outgrowth of this Achila based on the language of Achila? It's not a Gerza Kasuv, it's not a Gili Milsa, it's a din in the nature of Achila Shel Hana, Hana Shel Achila. So the Rambam says, forget about the Limudim and the Gemara. Right? If you hold Ein Begidin Beno Sein Tam, then you have to hold that Gina Nasha is Mutter Bahana, and is an exception to Rabbah Bo. So this is, that's what they say. I'm just adding, and let's plug it into the words of the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? This is an example, Achi Yifarit Lecha Kasuv Torah Shebal Peh. Mipia Kabbalah. Where is the Mipia Kabbalah in the Torah Shebal Peh? The answer is the Rambam felt, at this point in the Gemara, in Chabbeis and Aleph, the Gemara may have thought that Rav Avoh is a Gili Milsa. But as you go further in the Sugya, you come to the conclusion that this isn't just a Limud. It's a concept. Once it's a concept, then you have to go back and reject that Tliya on Chabbeis and Aleph. You can no longer think that in Gira Nasha, Ein Beginim Beno Sein Tam, is going to lead you to the conclusion that what? That Gira Nasha is also Bahana. It doesn't make sense. It has to be the opposite. For the Rambam, Torah Shebal Peh, Kabbalah means my global understanding of the concept of the Sugya. Of course, based on all the sources and logic and the Sorah and everything else that goes into it. That is the ultimate Torah Shebal Peh. And the Rambam says that's the basis for Gira Nasha. Okay, we'll stop here. Next week we'll do